Blog Talk Radio.
Simply great. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and I hope everybody here is ready to have one of those great and fun nights. This is Psychic Jethro, and we've got a jam-packed night. Those of you who are calling in, the 773-897-6461, going to have a lot of fun. Those of you know, this is our Friday night, and it's one of those great things that we've been having is a lot of communications and a lot of work. And tonight we have that very excellent guest that all of you who've been watching and waiting to see and hear. Again, Devra Jacobs is on tonight live with Amy Kavanaugh. So sit back, relax, get ready. Those of you on the phone, I know we're having the usual wildness of it. Hang on to the phone. Just relax. You're going to enjoy yourself. Those of you who have asked quite a few questions, and one of them was, okay, what have we got going on? Why do you guys always keep bringing in different people? The reason is we like variety. The funnest thing is those of you who've listened before, Devra, this is the second time back, and Devra is just a lot of fun, a very gifted psychic individual who works with St. Michael Energy. also works with a very strong dragon magic and a lot of work there on that. You'll have to ask with it. I know a lot of you are going, I want to know. Quit putting your little hands up and just relax. You'll get to know all that you want to know here on Psychics Gone Wild. So going right into here, we've got Amy. Amy, how are you doing this evening?
I am great. I'm great. I had a little bit of a crazy day, and Jethro and I were planning on talking just to make sure that we were on the same page and ready for our special guest, because like I said in the chat room, her gifts are a little bit different than some of the gifts we've been talking about in recent weeks. So I'm really excited. So Jethro and I are really going to be, usually we talk, especially me, just babble on. And but tonight is going to be a little bit different. We're really just going to ask some questions. We've developed a list of questions based on the key things that Deborah wanted to speak about tonight. And, of course, we always have the chat room where we will be happy to answer your questions. Jethro, tonight we have a lot of ground to cover. What are you going to do about readings? Are we going to
keep them to a minimum? We'll keep them down like that. And one question, you guys, everybody, just one word readings with it. I know a lot of you really can't wait to get in. We those of you who do know that you can go to dancinggroups.com and you can talk with Deborah and get a full reading. We always welcome that. And Deborah, last time it did go so fast. I mean, Deborah is very fast, very efficient, a lot of fun. And Amy has a good point. So those of you who are calling, it will be one with it. I do apologize. A lot of times we don't mean to cut anybody off, but we will let you have that. I know there's a lot of you who like to do the general readings, but time willing, we're not going to be able to allow that. So if you do have a question, call in. Those of you who've already got, I know there's quite a few, have something in mind, you know, have some specifics there so you can ask her that question and get that really good reading. And also, as you guys know, Deborah was so intense last time and very strong that we ended up a lot of people calling in. So those of you who are doing the question, that was a good thing, Amy. Today we're going to limit that down to those of you, you know, tonight with our guests and respect, we're going to let Deborah do that, and we're going to do it's going to be about a 45 minutes, and then at the end, me and Amy will always come in and do what we always do with you guys, but just please, you know, I know this is really, it's fun to have all three of us going wild, but this isn't a psychics roundtable. This is our opportunity to see and experience a very gifted psychic, and speaking of, we're going to bring her right in right now. Deborah, how are you doing this evening?
Hi, I'm doing great. Michael says he can do shotgun answers, so it'll be rapid fire question answer period, like they do on those TV shows.
We love you, Deborah.
The 1 minute archangel.
That's right. He's as fast as a speeding bullet.
There is no time, so it doesn't really. But if you are still keeping time, it's going to move quick. So I'm thrilled. Now, Deborah, where do you live in the?
I'm in the middle of nowhere in the mountains of Arizona.
Interesting. Because I was on the show. I guess I had a past life in Arizona where I was shot in the head by an arrow. And it's interesting because every time I go to Arizona, I feel a little out of sorts. And I'm a mermaid, so it's a little too dry out there for me. But I met from doing the past life regression. I found out that there might be a little bit more to it. Anyway.
It is way too dry here for me as well. I'm an ocean girl. I like the ocean.
Yeah. Anyway, we are so glad to have you, and I'm so excited because there's a lot of these things that, so certainly dragon energy that I am not familiar with. But first off, I want to start, you refer to yourself as an intuitive life coach as opposed to a psychic or a medium, and I think that that's fascinating because I think that the word psychic, channeler, all of those kind of medium, all of those kind of things that turn some people off, and I'm real big on building bridges. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your journey, you know, how you got to the point of being an intuitive life coach and how you differentiate that from some of the other gifts that people speak about and, you know, practice on their clients.
Well, the main difference that I see in doing intuitive life coaching is you can give a psychic reading. I mean, I am psychic, but it's a talent that I have practiced for over 30 years, and I consider them talents, not gifts, because you really have to learn a skill in a talent and practice it a long time. And I've done a lot of readings in the past, throwing tarot cards and things. And what I found is, especially over the last 15 years, is what I want to do is teach people to do this work themselves, not have to rely on me for guidance. So what they need to learn are the simple truths and ways of moving through this life from an intuitive level, from a sixth sensory level, and then they can do this work themselves. Now, there's always going to be those times, I feel, because I run into this too, where you're emotionally too charged to get accurate information, and that's when I call somebody, you know. So, but the main thing with Michael is he has found through all of the clients that we've worked with over the 30 years is just simply giving somebody a reading saying, yes, you're going to meet your soulmate. Yes, it should be this year. You know, you might meet him at blah, 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 blah. Is very limiting, I think, to maybe what it is that their blocks are that's keeping them from meeting their soulmate. The life skill.
Oh, I know exactly what you're speaking of, and I'm just so glad to hear that because without talking too much about me because I promised I wasn't going to. One of my goals is to take the woo-woo out of all this stuff. And again, as all these, you know, since my husband died in the beginning of 2011, I was on, you know, the speed course to starting to do some of this healing work. And I actually write a column for the Pennsylvania Funeral Directors. And my most recent article was How to Find a Medium. I mean, should you seek out a medium, and then if you decide to do so, you know, for the grieving, because I believe they've become the new grief counselors. And the key was find one that's willing to teach you how to develop your intuition and, you know, and raise your vibrations instead of a situation where, you know, they're just expecting you to come back and use the sessions not just to have them pull through, but develop the gift. So, so far, I already love you. So let's
well, thank you. Michael and I are about empowerment and empowering others, not about people paying bunches of money to get a session. It's about the work, not about the money.
Exactly.
Very true.
But at the same time, there really needs to be, I always say there needs to be a fair exchange, and it doesn't need to necessarily be money. Right now, my fair exchange is I feel like I'm in an apprenticeship. But, you know, there always needs to be something, because people don't value, and I mean, I noticed there are some people that have made a reputation for themselves that are charging a lot of more money than I would expect the average person can, especially someone if their loved one just died. There was probably medical expense, funeral expenses, anything. So I think that's an important thing as well, is that you do, you know, you pick them, and I guess you can give us a little bit of insight as to what.
See, I pulled myself out of that part of it by booking exclusively through Shirley MacLaine's website. They take care of the money. They handle the money. They have everything that there is to do with is the money through them. I do the work.
I love that,
that's
Deborah.
Wonderful, because when you're trying to do, and I've noticed this when some mediums run development workshops and things like that, you know, they're trying to be the control the audience and keep track of time, and then also be in an altered, in an altered state of consciousness. So I think that, and Shirley MacLaine, I mean, she has such a long-standing reputation.
Yes, I'm very, very honored to be associated, you know, with her and her
now,
website.
Did you have to audition, or did you have to somehow demonstrate your talents? And again, like you said, I mean, I think it's like being an Olympic athlete.
I hate to be secretive about it, but it's actually not something I discuss. I used to own Mystic Pop magazine, and that's where I originally had my interactions with Shirley. I actually interviewed her for the cover of one of my issues of the magazine, and I was just blown away at how wonderful she was. And I was very honored when they asked me, I guess about 5-6 months ago, if I would replace the psychic reader that was leaving the show at the leaving the site. And I had kind of been a closet psychic for 30 years and only took clients by referral from other clients. So for me to step out into this public stage, the public arena, and be, you know, advertising and doing radio shows and all that has been a really amazing transition. And I appreciate everything that's happening because I'm doing the work to the volume that I'm supposed to be doing to make a difference now.
We appreciate you, Deborah. And I want to welcome our people. We've got a lot on the phone, and Amy, they're giving us the sign that they said we're selfish, so we're going to let everyone talk to Deborah a little bit. I did the same thing last time when Deborah got on, and Deborah is so gifted. We've got 347. We know that you've waited quite a bit since the show started. We've got quite a few others behind you. Deborah, we're going to let you, if you don't mind, out of respect, to talk to it and let you have with
that's
you
great.
And St. Michael.
And I'm sorry.
So 347.
That's all right. I'm just going to be quiet and listen.
Well, you're okay, Amy. No, Amy, you know better now.
It's all in divine right order.
Yeah, you can always mute me, Jethro. Just hit the mute button.
Oh, no, Amy, we love you. It's just that we've got a bunch of them behind us that are sending me messages that they will get through. So 347, hello, you're welcome on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you tonight, 347?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Hey, how are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Just enjoying your program.
What's your question?
My question basically is dealing with creative pursuits.
And what's the question?
Oh, sorry. The question is basically how successful will I be with a book project that I'm working on?
Well, Michael says the only reason that you haven't already been extremely successful in the way you're viewing things is because you keep stepping on your own hose. So he says lift up your right foot, get out of your own way, and have a knowingness that this is what you're supposed to be doing, therefore it's going to take off and be great.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, find a good agent.
We'll do. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling in to Psychics Gone Wild. Please remember to follow those of you who call in on the right side. You can do that and continue to get with us. Deborah, tell them how they can make contact if they want that full reading and some of the time. We have quite a few people going, where's Deborah? We want her.
The website is Readings by Deborah, and Deborah is spelled D-E-V as in Victor, R-A. So readingsbydeborah.com. And the links are there, and they can find out all kinds of information. And I'm starting to add a lot to it. I'm also going to be adding a Facebook page. Hopefully here this weekend it'll be Readings by Deborah. And I want to be able to blog with people.
Excellent, Deborah. You were on, I said, like a little bit, a couple weeks before, and we've had the most fun of events. And I do have a question here from out of the audience. They're asking me, have you ever channeled or worked with other angels, or has it always just been St. Michael?
I work with a lot of different ones. In fact, it's really funny. I've noticed since I started doing radio shows, because of all the energy of all the callers, everybody's angels, loved ones who have passed over, different entities, different power animals all seem to show up. And so, like, the last time I was on the show, I was in my office, which is a fairly small space. This time I decided to do it in my living room because it's huge, because it really is like I'm not sure until people call in or you read me questions who some of these people are here for. But, I mean, there's probably 20 angels here right now. Michael's just my constant. I mean, I've talked to him since I was 6 years old, and he's my constant. But whatever I seem to be on a radio show now or in a chat room where there's a lot of people with questions, then all of their people show up as well in their teams.
Excellent.
It's a crowded room.
One of the excellent questions we had last time, we had quite a few that have called in. We keep getting the same thing that is asked, and this is something different. Do you use this gift of yours in other areas of your life, and what areas do you use your gift besides just reading?
I have used it in every area of my life and professional life. I've done a lot of weird different things. I tell people I'm a chameleon when it comes to day jobs. But, like, for instance, when I was in real estate, I could, talk to people, read them when I was talking to people, and no matter what they were saying about what kind of property or house they were looking for, I could see it. Michael and I could go through the listings, find the three that we knew that they were going to love, and I'd go show them and sell one of the three.
Very excellent, Deborah.
This is what the talents are for, don't you think? Is for us to use them in our lives, not just on that, when we go meditate. Or, it's really to apply all of these gifts, these multidimensional gifts and talents that we are given. And trust me, everybody has something that in every single day life. I mean, don't you ever go into a store and go to pick something up and go, I don't know. Maybe that wouldn't work well for my body. That's usually your angel or guide telling you, uh-uh.
I agree very much. Having this gift and through the years working, I want to thank everyone here quickly. Make sure everybody, tonight's the cutoff night for Supernatural Magazine. Thank you for all your votes. We read in the chat room, they said that I'm in the top 50. I want to thank all of you fans, and Psyche's Gone Wild is in there as a radio show. Remember to put your top 20. Put your top 25 psychics and shows and things you like, send it to Peggy North at newyorkgate@aol.com. They said their midnight is the cutoff date. So thank you guys. We know that there's quite a few of us in there. We saw Aurora Rose. We saw me. We've seen Casey Kelly. There's quite a few of the psychics gone wild. Any psychics, put Deborah Jacobs in there. We all know she's great. Run these people in, and I'll tell you why. Because it comes out in the directory every year, and it's good not only to promote us like this. It's just like tipping your wait staff. You put this out there, it does the vibration, it comes back. We were talking about manifesting, and last night all of you teased I was left here, they ditched me. Both psychics were sick with laryngitis and were teasing me that I didn't get it, and I don't know, I guess it's out there. But what I wanted to tease all you guys with is that manifesting and that energy of putting out the positive. I know that Aurora, when she can, will be telling you guys she was so excited to know that she was in, and you guys have already qualified her, where we're looking to see where she placed. And this is the first year Aurora is placed in there, and I know for me last year, just the placing makes you feel like a little kid. I was just like, it's happening. I give tonight when I found out. I just read it there. I was like, I placed where? So it's a good feeling. I want to thank all of you. We've got a lot of you fans. We've got Deborah here. I do apologize at the 773 number. It's a Chicago number if you look at the area code. And we always joke, sometimes it's like the Windy City. It puts you wherever it wants. So if you get the 773-897-6461, keep calling in, because sometimes it's just a little wild. We know yesterday that it said I had already done the show and I was in the process of it. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and our guides are wild. So, when you're calling in, it's just there. This is Amy Kavanaugh's night. She's handling in the chat room. She's writing to everybody. Feel free. We're going to go right into our next guest, and that's our listener, 949. How are you tonight, 949?
Hi. Good. Good. I'm glad you got my call. I have a question for you. I know we're all intuitive, but we don't all understand how to tap into that. And I feel like over the years, I've become very intuitive for other people's needs, and but not for mine, of course.
Michael's ready to talk already.
And I have dreams. Anyway, recently I just spoke with a medium who talked to my parents and stuff and told me some things that was coming up. Anyway, I talked to another medium and they said totally the opposite. But immediately when that medium said something and told me that, I felt a calm, like it was not correct.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, intuitively, is
well,
that something?
Well, keep in mind when it comes to accuracy, reading inaccuracy, one, all of us that read are human. Two, it may not feel correct at the moment, but you may find 6 months later it is correct. So I always tell people to watch out for their judgments and their assumptions when they're getting a reading. When I'm doing readings and working with people in sessions, and they say, no, Michael just laughs. Or if you're only going for readings.
It was opposite. I mean, they're both is the same question, but
okay,
opposite.
So what's the question?
It's so funny because I was emotionally upset earlier when I had called.
So Michael wants to know what the question is.
Oh, well, the question was, I'm in love with someone, and I just wanted some clarification. Some of these things and issues in regards to our relationship will eventually clear up.
Okay. Well, now I know why you got two different readings on the same issue. At any point in time when you have a relationship,
mm-hmm.
you have two people. You have two souls. You have two sets of karma. Okay? At any point in time in a relationship, if you shift your approach to the relationship, it can get stronger or it can blow up. If
okay.
the other person shifts their mindset or their path, it can do the same thing. So depending on what your state of mind was or your state of consciousness about your partner in this relationship when you got the reading, the reader is going to get what they get based on existing circumstances. So one of them you may have been all ooey-gooey in love, and the other one you may have been a little pissed off at the person for doing something you didn't really think was all that thoughtful towards you.
Right.
And that's
exactly what it was. I mean, he didn't do anything unthoughtful. I was just having a bad day.
There you go.
I was having a bad day today.
So
and
based
it really wasn't
on... So they were both accurate. Michael's going to tell you that you've got some landmines in this relationship that you already know are there,
uh-huh.
and that you just need to understand that it's not two people becoming one.
Mm-hmm.
That's never going to happen. It's
mm-hmm.
That's an inaccurate human perception of love. There is no such thing as a twin flame, which now you're going to get tons of phone calls and chat room emails about. But God would not have put us on this planet and then thrown your soulmate somewhere else on the planet, said, okay, ha-ha, let's go see if you can find each other. It's
right.
just not true. There are thousands of soulmates for people. So as long as you are doing the work to look for the landmines and not intentionally setting them off thinking that's going to get rid of them, because it
right.
won't, okay,
right.
then if you love this person for everything they are and everything they're not, then it'll work out. But at any point in time, if you cannot love the other person's quirks, move on because you're not with the right person.
Right. Right. Okay. And I totally
and by the way, your talent
person, but it's just, you know, you're right about the reading at the time you're affected emotionally. I mean, but immediately
yeah.
I felt
the I see when I do readings, I see 72 pleats a time at one time. This is where the dragon magic comes in, the dragon energy. Then that's why I don't throw tarot cards. It's very limited. When you're seeing 72 pleats of time of multi dimensions of a life, one person's life, you see multi-dimensional outcomes. So as you shift during our session, I can tell you, okay, yeah, now you'll be together, but if you do this, no, you won't.
Oh.
Because everything's already happened in the etheric world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So being open in any reading and knowing there are other outcomes, all you have to do is change one thought you have, and it changes the outcome.
Oh.
Okay? Now,
right.
I want to touch on something really quick because I think this is going to help so many listeners that are waiting on the line. When it comes to gifts, there is a difference between being a psychic, being an empath, being a medium, being a dreamer. All of these are different skills. It's just like an orchestra. You may play the drums. I may play a clarinet. But what you have to do is identify what your talent is. And I can tell you for you, you're an empath. Okay, that's why you always think you're feeling more and doing more for others, because you feel it. All you have to do is direct that internally and start feeling yourself.
Right.
Okay, and then you'll do dream work based on the feelings. And we got to keep moving because there's a lot of people waiting.
And I appreciate you clearing it up. I mean, I feel the connection there, and I understood exactly what you were saying. I really appreciate that. And I
Michael
wanna
says, great.
I want to check out your website.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Everybody, we love this. We've got Deborah working fast. The guys are telling her even Michael's going. And 717, you're next on Psychics Gone Wild with Deborah Jacobs.
Good evening, Jethro. Good evening, Deborah. I do
Good
have
evening.
A question for you briefly. I'll make this as quick as possible. My husband and I have been working on a project for about 10 years, and we're wondering if this is going to come to fruition. And will it be in the very near future? It's basically a life path change for both of us. So.
Okay. So Michael says that it actually has manifested 5 years ago. You just haven't kind of like, he's showing me, this is funny, I love when Michael gives me visuals. He's showing me a can of soda that somebody's shaking. And they've got their hand over the top, so it's like wanting to blow up. But you got to get your hand off the top, hon. Let it go.
Okay. Because we're actually waiting on someone else, basically. We think
what?
We're waiting on someone else. We're waiting on something that will help this to come to fruition the rest of the way. So.
Well, no, you don't actually need anyone else.
You think
you need somebody else, but you don't actually need anyone else. The other skill set is something that's easily learned, and you got to quit saying we're too old for this.
Okay.
Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So stop it. And just, you know, shake and bake, baby.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And Michael says if you really want to be successful, understand that you have got to let go of fear and hold on to faith. You know, as long as we'll do that as soon as we feel safe financially and comfortably and we've got this other party involved. I mean, that's just making excuses for, you know, taking your hand off the top.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good.
Good luck to you. Enjoy.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you. And going to a little bit of enjoy, I want you guys to remember to put in to psychicsgonewild.com, and we are giving away those Christmas baskets starting November. Friday night is going to be the night that me and Amy will spin the wheel, do the draw, and then we'll also do it again Saturday. You'll have the same name of who we draw on Friday five times. We've got five baskets in November, and we've just added Linda Irwin's CDs. Deborah Jacobs here is a very gracious person. She's the publisher, and she actually is the marketing. There we go. Agent. Boy, I'm having a night with words. They're getting me, and it's looking bad when you're on the radio. For Georgina Cannon, Sherry Richards, Lynn Andrews, and has graciously gotten with us, and we've got some of the books from these phenomenal authors. One of them, Return Again, Dancing with Your Dragon. These are going to be some of the things in the prizes. We've also added some Reiki balance charge items are going to be in there. We're going to be it's going to be a fun basket. We had a friend that wrote me four times today and let me know that they believe in Christmas to get four chances just to do this. So you guys, everybody do it. We're really excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of emails. Anyone who's put into the JethroSmith.net site, we went ahead with the emails that are put in their information on Psychics Gone Wild. Those will be in the basket too. So you never know who's going to get drawn through the year. This is my way of saying thank you. And Casey Kelly, Amy Kavanaugh, we just got word through the site that Amy Kavanaugh is in the top 50 on Supernatural UFO. Go, Amy. And
yay.
You know, we've all put in this directory, and we're like little kids. Tomorrow when it all's over and we have to clean up the confetti, I better get something. I know, I'm kidding. I'm just teasing you guys. You know, we all tease you guys, and we know that. You know, but we've also got classes we're doing, and we've got time here to go into one more with the phone. Thank you, guys. It always goes so fast. Deborah, we just love you. You're one of our funnest ones. We wanted to ask you over the radio if we could put you in as one of our special guests on Psychics Gone Wild. You've just been, the two times you've come on, it's so fun. We have everybody out. The phones are going nuts. People are going, what is Dragon Magic? Who is, where's Deborah? How do I get to her? When do I get my reading?
And I would love you to do that. Yes, that would be awesome. Just let me know where and when you want me.
Thank you. We were just, she rocks. And as you guys can tell, this is Blog Talk Radio. Now, we had a big funny thing yesterday that all of you were asking me. I am on A1 Psychic Radio. It's Living in the Psychic Realm. And the rumor was, what were we doing? If you guys remember, that was the first show. So what we're doing is we're bringing it out all over. So, you know, the big joke is with me, you never know where I'm going to be. If when somebody calls me, that's where I go. And I begin to think that's Deborah. She's a busy woman. We were so grateful to grab her and get her to come in. We've got 347. You're on with Deborah Jacobs. Welcome to the group.
Hello.
Okay, hello. I guess they went out for a snack and didn't come back, but we knew that they were here. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties with our phones. We're going to give that just a few minutes and talk here, and we've still got a little more time for those of you in. I've got about six phones that are spinning. If it does pick up, I'll call out your area code. This is the energy. Deborah, one of the things, speaking of energy, is that we've had a lot of people quizzing about the ascension and the work. Can you tell us what happens to Deborah Jacobs during this type of work? You're already at 220. What do you do?
Michael says, we ain't ascending anywhere. We're in grounding pattern. We've been floating for a long time. It's time to get our feet on the ground and get centered in this new heart energy. And, I mean, 2013 is going to be like running a triathlon. Time is going to move so fast, and everything is going to manifest so fast that Michael's really trying to get me grounded and getting my energy on this planet so I don't float away.
I can see that. I can. You know, I was looking at, we know we're doing classes in January here in Tampa. We've got me and Amy doing classes. We've got classes going in Seattle. We're looking at all over the country. Deborah, I do know the terrarium you're at in the area, and I just would like to, I can imagine with you, you do work with people, I think, through Skype. Am I correct? That's what I've heard, that you're just phenomenal.
I can do sessions internationally on Skype. Which I do all the time with people all over the world. So it doesn't matter where somebody is. I can call, like phone ones I can do all over the United States and Canada with my calling plan. And, you know, there's different things. I think people are missing this on the ShirleyMcLean.com where you have to book through. I'm actually under shopping. I've had a lot of emails from people saying, I heard you on the show, but I couldn't find you on the site. There's a direct link on readingsbydevra.com. But if you go to Shirley McLean's website, you have to look for me under shopping.
Okay.
So
that's a little...
you're shopping for a psychic.
Pick up a six-pack of Devra to go and be careful because we all know, you know, how we come in small packages. But I love that. That is true in the aspect of looking to find your guests, because we did have a couple other, and we had a lot of you guys were asking, and we will work with this. Richard Harvey was on Tuesday morning, a very strong master in Spain, working with a lot of energies and was talking about Tantra. He's been with some of the biggest masters in the world through the years, and we were looking and trying to work on that. And one of the things we got asked a lot was they really want to have you and him and Amy together. It's like we have a lot of addicts. I'm going to tease you, Gone Wild fans, but you guys like the psychic energy. You write me the most wildest emails. We had Patty Negri on and made all of the phones never work again for, what, 3 days? Now you guys are like, let's put Devra and Amy and Richard together and see if we can just cure whatever's going on in Blog Talk with any of the static. You guys are just, I worry if you're not, are you sure you really like us? I mean, that's a lot of energy.
You'd have to have a longer show.
Definitely do that. We're going to try one more time with the phones. We thank all of you. I know 347. Are you still there, 347? Okay, we're sorry we missed you. Try again. Sometimes the phones do that. Maybe they just want to listen. 720, I know you're there. What do you know, 720?
Hey, how you doing? This is Cheyenne.
I had a feeling.
Hey, Cheyenne.
Hi,
what's your question? I'm great.
I heard that you do this dragon thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I had about a week ago or so, I had a dream about a dragon, like riding one.
Mm-hmm. The yellow one, yellow gold one.
He was blue, actually.
Mm. So he's got yellow gold in him. Yeah, I can see that around you. I can see the dragon energy. Have you been attracted to dragons for a long time?
Well, I used to live in medieval times, so I really am, yeah, I'm attracted to all
okay,
that.
Okay, so you brought your own in with you in this lifetime. Basically, that's what happens. I mean, there's actually like a dragon DNA that can come in with certain people that have lived in different places. You and I, there's a familiarity between us. You weren't perchance on Avalon, were you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's why you're familiar. Hi. Me too.
Yeah, that's a pretty interesting place.
The dragons were and are our friends. I mean, just like they were then. And when you start dreaming dragons, what I want you to try and do, because you are capable of doing this, because you are gifted, and you're gifted to work in dream time, is instead of simply riding the dragon, I want you to become the dragon.
Okay.
Okay. Then when you're in that state, ask the questions that you need answers to. And you will know yourself, because that energy will travel through you. And the blue-yellow in you, well, the yellow that's on your belly of your blue dragons are ocean workers. You know, they help protect and cleanse and blah, blah, the ocean. But the golden part of the chest, that when you dream tonight and you pull up your wings so you can see your chest, that golden part that you're seeing is because you are like one of incredibly ethically based, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you get really frustrated when other people don't understand that.
Yeah.
That how important the principles are and how important things like common courtesy are. So that golden part of you that you are you'll start experiencing now is that part of your job on this planet is to teach that to others.
I have some really big stuff coming up in the next couple years where I get to be like a mediation ambassador. for the planet.
Michael says it's that. It's probably going to be faster than 2 years.
Oh, okay. Well, what I got was, and I was out riding my motorcycle the other day, and my guys came in and said, the next president, and I get that it's before he comes into office, not Obama, but the next president. Before the next president, after this one comes into office, and I'm supposed to start now, which I'm working on that. And everything's supposed to launch, or at least the beginning of my stuff is supposed to launch next year. And I'm now, end of this year, I'm supposed to work on a website for light workers. But my, I'm supposed to start making those connections with people around the world.
Yeah, well, can I caution you on something? When you get those feelings and that information, understand that there's 72 pleats of time. So even if it says, you know, after the next president comes into office, don't look at that as a time situation that, oh, well, I've got, you know, 4 to 6 years, you know, or whatever. Don't do that because you're limiting yourself. You are absolutely supposed to be doing this work, and it can come in as fast as you choose it to.
Okay.
So the networking, I think, is going to start a lot faster. Michael's like winging back and forth on this election, and so if anybody's feeling absolute about this election, you're wrong. Even Michael doesn't know which way it's going to go. It's so close.
Okay,
so be open. He says, take your watch off, put your watch down. Time makes no difference. It's human-made. It's only for if you need to be at a doctor's appointment or something. Otherwise, time does not matter.
Okay.
It's when you're supposed to, when you're open and you're supposed to do the work, it's going to be boom right there in your face.
Okay,
and start being that dragon, and you'll start seeing this stuff.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, Cheyenne. We are having all of you guys, our regulars and everyone, and it's already that time. We're going to do, Deborah, we want to thank you for coming in and sharing some time with us. We're going to be back with our mermaid, and we'll play a little song under the sea. Deborah,
thank you.
As you said, you're welcome.
So much.
Thank you.
Let me know when you want me back.
Always we do, and we love you, and thank you, Deborah. We're going to
We love you guys. Bye.
Bye, Deborah. The guys are doing well, and we just had Deborah Jacobs. I think the night's wild, and it's getting young, and we're going to go to a minute break, and we'll be right back with Amy and Jethro.
Ariel, listen to me. The human world is a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there. The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better than where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore they work all day, out in the sun they slave away, while we devoted full time to floating under the sea. Down here all the fish is happy, as up to the waves they roll. The fish on the land they're happy, they start cause they're in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky, they ain't but a worse of bait. One day when the boss get hungry,
guess who gonna be on the plate?
Oh, under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us and eat us in fricassee. We what a land folks loves to cook. Under the sea we off the hook. We got no troubles, life is the bubbles. Under the sea,
under the sea,
under the sea. This life is sweet here, we got to beat here naturally. Even the surgeon and the ray, they get the urges not to play. We got the spirit, you got the hearing, under the sea.
hop, played the hop, the place played the bass, and they sound it up. The bass played the brass, the chub played the tub. The fluke is a duke of soul. The red he can play, the lean's on the string. The trout rocking up, the black fish he sings. The self and the brass, they know where it's at. And know that the bluff is blow.
Under the Sea was the song. Obviously, those of you who've tuned in, this is Psychics Gone Wild, and we have, this is Psychic Jethro, and we've got Amy Kavanoff tonight, live on Friday. Call 773-897-6461 for some of this psychic fun. Amy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, if you can hear me. Oh, my God, Deborah was amazing. I'm just so enlightened and inspired, and then you played my favorite song, and I was just dancing around in my whole perspective and energy has changed. I hope everyone else enjoyed it as much as I did.
I love that. And Amy, you know, we were going through some situations the last couple of weeks as we've been having a lot of people ask us questions and going through. We always do a topic. Tonight we got so excited with Deborah, I figured that was the topic. And what I was going to ask everyone was the dragon magic. This is a very, very phenomenal event. We got to hear a little bit a while ago from Cheyenne and discussing with Deborah, we want to go ahead and go, if you guys are talking in, the word that we came up with tonight was magic, and I would like to go ahead and we'll start the subject with that and then ask Amy's opinion, and those of you that are calling in, we'll go right into that with the subject. So magic for me is a lot of times the ability. I feel that as the energies and the cycles and the things that we work with and the senses of the six senses, a magic of its own, to be able each day to be able to feel and sense and know is just a gift in itself. A lot of people have asked me, you know, well, you were born with a gift, and it does not disenhance or take away from it at all. In fact, it's always been one of my strengths that I've enjoyed the fact as I had passed and came back and some of the other energies of what I've brought up from it. I've been able to add to it, enhance it, and I did love what Deborah Jacobs said. She was very adequate in the word of training and timing. Those of you who are going to be taking the classes and looking at the work, make sure that you are, the teacher picks the student only when the student's ready. And I'll tell you this, it's one of those coolest feelings of energy, as Amy had brought it before. If you're feeling it, it'll make it happen. I know that for me, a good example was I was to do a class, and I had obviously been doing this quite a long time in Sedona, and the guides made everything happen to where I was there. Other people that were in working with me at the same time came into the same energy. They're like, I have to go to this class. I need to be there. The amount that they wanted for the class at the time was like an amount that, you know, it was tight times in Arizona. All of a sudden, it just happened. For me, people showed up. I had extra people, extra clients. I had people I was reading them as I was going out the door. I had them standing there going, read me before you leave, you know, and the owner of the store laughed and said, obviously, you're meant to go to this class. Now get there. You know, and we laughed. He was an honorier person than me. And that's, to me, the magic of it. Every day, the opening, the energies, the strengthening of your chakra, that is a magic. I know of other terms of it. There's some magic I disagree with. To me, any intent to harm someone is bad magic. If you're sitting down and you're manifesting something that's going to hurt someone else or harm someone else, I don't believe it should be done, and I think that's bad magic for me. So, Amy, on that topic, what are you feeling? Give us your thoughts and opinions on the word magic.
Well, I'm glad that you reframed it for me, because I wasn't such a big fan of magic. I thought of magic as being, you know, I think of, like, Samantha Stevens in Bewitched and conjuring things instead of the concept of using the energies of the universe that are freely available and they're supposed to be our resources. We're not supposed to rely on our ego. We are supposed to, you know, rely on the universe. So when you first said magic, I'm thinking that sounds too woo-woo for me. And, you know, I'm also a big fan of that Jesus guy. It didn't sound Jesus enough for me. But when I reframe it in my head, think of all the mystical things in the Bible and things like that, I like it a lot more.
I love that. You know, it brought back memories of when I first, those who've read my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, I was talking with my second teacher, Abby, and I said, I really have to have supernatural. And those of you who've read the book know that she was very much a very positive advocate teacher, that she made me put all the books down at that time and learn from within and then later add it. So when we got to go to get the books, my first thing was I went in and we're in a bookstore and I was all happy, and you know, and in a little small town in this big bookstore, and I go, I want supernatural books. And the lady says, you're ready for really something very supernatural. I said, yes. And she went over and handed me this big Holy Bible. And to this day, it's one of my favorite books and memories. And I just want to, I love that. Because, I at the time, I was a young teenager. So my first arguments were, you know, the usual teenage arguments. I was expecting to get, and she's like, here's some, you know, people broke the water. People walked this. There was a flood and they lived. And as she started telling me the stories and of Daniel and different things, to this day, it was the best things. My sons would tease me, my boys, they said, you know, Dad, we love your storytelling. You love your the stories I've told about metaphysical. And they were the first ones that heard all these stories that knew of their, you know, people that helped us through with me in the metaphysical. And their favorite one was, they said, was, you know, when you tell the stories from that book, we always notice you become one of the characters. And I love what Amy brought up to us once before when we were on the show here, as she was saying that we are all a part of this. We are all working within these energies and these realms. So it just gives us the enlightenment, and I am looking forward to those of you who are coming down here the second week in January into Tampa. We'll be doing a psychic class. I've had people ask me, is it a psychic development? Is it a psychic boot camp? It's a psychic healing, developing completely all of it. We're going to be putting into a class where you guys are put into the classes in Psychics Gone Wild what you want. I've had a lot of people asking me, they want to do a lot of working, stretching, working with the chakras, enhancing their psychic ability. So it's going to be a development class. I know Amy does a lot of healing. She was talking about, Amy, you said you do, you make, what is the word, divining rods? Am I using the right word?
I prefer to call them dowsing rods, and they stack your chakras. But the important thing is that because the universe always is really the one that directs the show, is we are going to know exactly. We're probably not going to know exactly what we're going to do till we're doing it. You know, we'll have some materials and we'll have some takeaways, but really the energy of the group is going to really define what we do. So there will be some things we'll assure you a full couple of days, but I don't think we're going to know what we're doing until we're doing it.
I agree very much, and I love that, and I think this is one of the most positive times that we've had with everyone that who's been involved in the classes, is that, you know, a lot of ones want to do angel letters. We will be doing some of those, and those always enhance the fact of what we're putting out there. I looked at this, and me and Amy are going to be working on where we're going to be doing this, and obviously those of you who love here, this is, you know, we're going to be in one of the most beautiful beaches in the world. We'll be doing some work out there. I have been experiencing and having a lot of time that I've noticed here as we go out to the beaches. It is always unique. The female energy is there. The positive intent of the higher power is there with the energy above. And with our Creator bringing in those strengths, you know, it's going to be one of them. I do encourage everyone to always bring with you accessories of extra film and camera. Bring your, you know, and I...
Yeah, nobody uses film anymore, Jeff. What are you, in a time warp?
Yes, I am. I'm also on it there. You know, bring with us, you know,
your stone tablets and your chisels so you can make your holographic memory.
Yes, and we want all of you, because you know what's going to happen. You guys are going to be wanting to do the other parts of this energy. Only thing that I know that we've got to really is the, and bring with this extra is any ideas, any thoughts. One thing I love about this is we do. I do a lot of handouts in my classes. I really enjoy through the years of the class I've done through Colorado and through Arizona is having each and every one of us is going to be an experience. And like I said, the teacher picks a student when the student is ready. You're feeling the urge and you're getting ready. You're ready. You're feeling that you need to see, you would like to enjoy this, you do it, you're ready. We're doing a discount with you guys. Please get a hold of us. We're working out special rates, which will go up after we get closer to the date. We know that this is after Christmas. I had a friend tell me, this is the treat to myself. I'm putting myself in the stocking this year. I'm giving myself the gift of the psychic teaching and the learning and the ability to go to Tampa and see with you and Amy. And I just had the most excellent other news. I want to quickly go through a little bit with you guys that have been checking in. We know there's a lot of you doing that. If you're putting in and you're following the show, that counts as a popular. We have some of you that do it every time, and that's fine. That goes in as a chance and a drawing for the Christmas baskets. So, you know, hit the follow button if it makes you smile. I had a friend tease me. They said it's like their telephone. They pick it up and they ring that bell, and it says, I'm still here. You know, and I told him, I said, do that. Just don't call me at 3 a.m. in the morning. You know, but it's like we love this and we're enjoying this. And Amy, you know, you had spoke about some other things that we've had in classes a little bit here, too. And I'm getting a lot of memory here, and I'm getting people that are emailing me stuff tonight with it. One of the great things that we were doing was you used to do our Wednesday class, and they can find that in the archives with the chakras. And I had a really good question tonight from the group that emailed me here on the group. They said that one of the chats that you had done with them before, you had basically were explaining to them how you worked with your energies. Now, do you feel that Keith is still a part of your chakras when you're doing your work?
It changes. I really don't, at first, because this all happened so quickly, right after he died, I just knew that he had just contacted probably Michael and all sorts of other fabulous spirit guides and got the thing going. You know, I feel him in my heart. I don't feel his presence. I haven't felt him. He hasn't been in a dream in a couple of weeks. And like you had said one time when he had a reading, I think that he's I think he's off doing some of his work. Like I told you, the first time Jethro said, oh, yeah, well, he's your big cheerleader, but he's off doing other things. I'm like, what in the world are other things? You know, assigning these earthly attributes to him. Like, what, is he cheating on me? What, is he out on a date? What in the world are you talking about other things? You know, for me, it's important to, and Deborah touched on this. You know, we're on Earth. We are on Earth, and we're on Earth for a reason. Especially for me, that I went up into the light and I got sent back. So, you know, I have earthly work to do. Lately, even because I've been having a lot of earthly stresses and stuff, I've been kind of looking around for them. But I think that he just... stepping back so that I will develop my confidence and redefine my life. I think it's time to go move forward on some other things. Probably time to start dating again. And it's kind of hard to date when your dead husband's, like, sitting on your lap. Or
I don't understand. I mean, you know, that
I certainly feel like he's played a huge role, because my life was nothing like this. And, you know, this getting voted, whatever, it's just, you know, and again, like Deborah was telling that other caller, you know, there's no time for these classes, no time to get degrees and certification. I mean, not our classes, and which isn't, you know, I was going to go to this, get this degree, that degree, license this, license that. No time. We need all hands on deck because we are going through a huge shift. So that was my long answer.
No, you're fine, and we love that. And Amy, that's what everybody tunes into. We've got the phones playing a little better. We're going to try and get through. It looks like it's cleared up, and we've got a new one. 858, would you like to speak to Psyche's Gone Wild tonight? Okay, maybe it hasn't gotten better. So we're going right back into what we have. We've had a little bit of an energy that the guides were telling me that our phones are just really reacting to the most intensest energies, and we love this. Sometimes the guides will let them in. I've had a lot of you guys say that you'll call and you push to listen. That's okay if you do. You don't have to hang up if we do that. Just be, you know, go ahead and we'll go on by. A lot of times I've been told that our phones are telling us that when they call in, that if you put on, you know, in there, you're just in the queue. You're not, don't realize you're in the queue. But it's okay. It's the times we're in, and what we realize in Blog Talk Radio and with the world as we know it, nothing really is as it's been and as it seems. And some of this energy is this effect of working with it. We know the really good things as humans are going through it, as we learn, like Amy was saying, that we're still learning. So there's always going to be that time or not time, and energy's going. The thing that we're loving and we're enjoying with everybody here is Psyche's Gone Wild is going to be having its birthday, and I think it's February is when we'll be on, and we'll do a celebration for all of you guys and do how we've gotten through these times, because look at what happened. I mean, Amy, you brought up in the chat room, and some other friends were asking about, they said, how did you and Amy ever meet? It was the angels that put us together, because Amy was a friend of mine on Facebook, and you know how Facebook is, it all, you know, people just going through, and the guides told me, they said, you're going to find the person that's going to help you. Look for the mermaid and make sure you find a mermaid. And I'm like, okay, I'm looking in Florida. This is really intense. I just moved, and I know this friend. I'm thinking, okay, well, I went on. Amy comes on. We talk. She says this. I read for her mom, and when I read for her mom is when they told me, the guy said, you need to get Amy on. Amy's only got gifts and ability. She needs to be doing this. And I said, and I said, okay, you know. And I asked Amy, and Amy's like, I guess it's time to do the show. She came on and started doing the chakra classes on Wednesdays. And Kelly even said, she goes, I've got my Reiki masters, and we've got this, and you've got your all your years. And she goes, and Amy's going to be doing, I said, she's a gifted mermaid. And this is what she's going to be doing. And at first we read, the big joke was we changed it. But I think when you went back, the first episode, the first couple weeks of it, was Amy the mermaid. And that's all it was. And then I teased. Someone asked me, they go, can't you spell her last name? And I go, not well. So I went in and learned to spell it. We had a joke, and they're like, okay, Amy the mermaid is Amy Kavanaugh. And I want to congratulate you on hearing about the Supernatural UFO magazine. I think that's so good, Amy, you know, with you in. I know that you were joked about, you were ahead of Rhode Island. And I had some other people say, how come the big names aren't going with it? Well, like, I love what the guy said, who's the publisher of the magazine. He said, those are real psychic, and the other ones, no, and it's the fans that put you in. And so it took me a really great time last year to realize that how am I above them? But it's like, Amy, look at that. I mean, you have people that are fans of yours from Blog Talk and from Facebook. You do with Claire, which is a site for
Awakening Claire, which is just a website where I just post things. Like, my goal is to just take the woo-woo out of all this stuff, because I think when it gets too weird, it just threatens people's belief systems. They think they're going to, you know, and it has to resonate with your belief system. But real quick, I just have to tell you a little, real quick. Good thing there's no time. There's a little more to the story than that. Really, I just found, you know, I didn't have a lot of money, and I really needed to talk to Keith as much as possible. So I just called in. I would just call into Jethro's show, and then someone's going to, I've told you this story before, but he read my mother. He had to take a break in the middle of it because he just got the weirdest energy that you can imagine. But there's one other little chapter, and Jan was talking about this in the chat room a little bit ago. When Keith first died, and I first started feeling and hearing these stories and stuff, I started Google search, and I found this thing called Channeling Eric that was on Huffington Post. I joined their little group, got real involved real quick, and this guy, Eric, I went to a workshop, wonderful medium named Jamie Butler up in Atlanta, went to a two-day workshop, and this Eric guy was a 21-year-old that committed suicide comes through, and he's like, you got to stop getting this degree. You just have to start going to work. You know, you need to start giving class. I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, I'm a tax attorney whose husband died 2 months ago. I'm certainly not any of these listening things that you guys are. I'm just dropping in to, you know, focus with my grief, and I'm going to go on to my hedonistic life. But nope, that isn't how it played out. So it's interesting. There was a couple of different. So that's why I know that it's truly spirit, because at that time, Jethro didn't even know what a channeling Eric was, and knew very little about me, other than. Anyway, so, and I can honestly feel, especially now that I'm a top notch, practically celebrity, that this thing in Tampa is really going to be a powerful experience. I know the universe is going to pull the right people to it, and so try to, and like I said in the chat room, keep an eye out on the fares if anyone has to fly to Orlando, I'll get you to Tampa. And if anyone's having some kind of financial issue, if it's the finances that are keeping you from coming, remember it's just a matter of fair exchange. Perhaps there's something you can do. Perhaps there's a payment plan that we can come up with. Perhaps there's some volunteer work that you could do for registration, making coffee. So don't let money get in the way. We can figure out where there's a will, there's a way. Okay, enough about me again.
That's good, and I agree. And Amy, we're both on the same page, and we've had a lot of answers and questions of through the show here with people that call in, and we love it. And we do continually go ahead and have a lot of our free nights with that. And what I love with you guys that are really giving in it is we're adding in these guests. Please let us know. Starting now, and we've got in November, we've got Georgina Cannon, we've got Sherry Richards, we've got Elizabeth Cosmos. We're going to have in January, we're going to have, let me make sure I say it right, Dr. I'm messing up the names here, but we've got a lot of people, and I think I did that. I got the ones I've got out with it. Sherry Richards is doing Dancing with Dragons. We've got Glenn Cakely, who's a very good friend of Amy's, and Amy knows it, and a very gifted hypnotherapist who's going to be doing some work here on and beyond Halloween night, which I thought was really great. I have always been the psychic because of my Scorpio that ends up working Halloween night. He'll be on here live, and we'll be discussing things. We also are looking at, we've had a lot of people asking about some people from the past and brought up a good memory. We've had a lot of emails asking us about Hypno Sue from Mexico, one of our original first guests when we first started the show out, good friends of me and my girlfriend. And we've had some other people asking about some other friends. We know Glenn was talking about maybe what it looks like, and we're going to be working on is it looks like we could have Glenn will be part of our class. And that's what me and Amy were talking to. We're trying to put all this together. Everything's right now up there, but you guys that are putting in your words, let us know. I mean, you know, we would love that. And in coaching, working together, Glenn will be on. We're looking at it the 31st of October. We also are going to have a time where Glenn's going to be on with Amy. We're working that out. We're in November. The things you guys should realize is Amy's nights are pretty busy here on Psychics Gone Wild, because starting out the second she's on with all of you wanted Dancing with the Dragons, and that's Sherry Richards. Sherry Richards will be on that night, and then we go into the next weekend is Georgina Cannon. So it's just happening so fast that those of you who are getting in, we've got so many different guests. So we will get with them, and just know that Amy's going to be packed. And Amy, I think that's pretty neat to say. Don't you feel that's something going on? It was Keith very sociable?
Oh my God, he was so social, and he would talk to anybody, and he really could do anything that he, especially before he got had a car accident. And I've heard a lot of people that when they have some kind of physical injury, their psychic gifts go away. And he used to always say, my father came to him, and I was like, well, I don't know, you know, just stop it. They grew up, whatever. But I want to tell you something about Glenn, and that is that him and I worked together in a tax attorney role And he went off. He said he's been looking for me for 5 years, and he finally finds me. We're doing the exact same thing, but he's a real good businessman. And one of the things I'm really hoping that he will focus on when we're in Tampa is how each of us can find our special gift and start using it to monetize it. In the, you know, once the ship goes down and everything, and I just keep hearing there's going to be more and more bartering and less actual cash transactions or ATM transactions. So I'm really hoping that he can, what he does now is he does, you know, intuitive development and wellness, like a spiritual wellness for nursing homes for the staff. And then the staff comes to the patients with a higher energy and can take the Eastern or the, you know, the spiritual. So then they've got, you know, they always have a social worker and a chaplain, but that's religious and emotional. Now he's adding the spiritual. So, you know, Jan and her poems and each of it, you know, and Bessie and her, all her wonderful, all of us, I'm sure we all need to know how to better market ourselves and how to better package our products where they're not just hobbies or arts and crafts. They truly are things that we can use to manifest abundance. Dan and I were talking in the chat room. I'm hoping to get Alyssa on the show. Alyssa is a medical doctor, and she's Eric's mother. And, you know, the way that part of her grief journey was to reconnect with her son. And Jethro knows because, you know, he has lost a child. I don't think that maybe some of you other people have had to grapple with that. And I've got to believe it's like nothing else. You know, I've got to believe that it's like nothing else. And, you know, I really just want her to tell her story and how she built this whole community of people that is amazing. So anyway, pack. And I really urge everybody, you know, back in the old days before the energy started moving so quick, it would have taken us a year to put one of these conferences together. I'm like, we got to do this now, all hands on deck. If I had to become America, you know, if I had to become in the top, you know, whatever I am, 53, top light worker, you know, in a year, we got to do all this other, we can do all this other stuff lickety-split as well.
It's those times, and it's exactly what we were talking about earlier. And it's like, I love that when, you know, different psychics and their different expressions of what's happening for 2012 and what the development, and all of us that are putting out our energies is exactly doing that. And I love that. It's like tip-top shape right up on there. And what we've also got for everyone is to really start your strengthening now in what you're wanting to do in the next 6 months. Because of manifesting and strengthening, we have seen a lot of people talking about in the news and the efforts of what's going on. Obviously, we know there's a lot of politics. This is our spiritual time for all of us who are putting out our efforts and what we want and want to see and need to have. So put those energies there. Start with, like, and Amy was saying, you know, work with getting a hold of us. We've got so many ways of trying to get people here who want to do the classes. I do know this is going to be a good memory one. This is going to be, we'll be in 2013. We're going to do a weekend. You know, it's around a holiday. So those of you who do work jobs where you can get some days off around it, we'll be able to cover that. And what's even really good, and we're looking at for a lot of the people that I have talked to, a lot of clients and radio listeners, is Psychics Gone Wild has went to a new level. We are really bringing in and doing a lot of new involvement in other countries. We heard a good thing today, and I got a lot of report back from Canada, and I want to thank. And we had last night a lady who came on and let me know that they buy my book in Canada. She made me feel very honored when we talked, and then she got a hold of me today, and we had looked on the site to make sure, because I realized as my activity, my life so busy, I felt that I had with it, but it came right up, and she was letting me know that, you know, it does know and pay to have other allies. They, you know, we're in a country that's very fortunate over here with some of the things that we've got, that I know of people who really would give a lot to come here and enjoy our classes.
Yeah, a couple of things. You know, a lot of people say that Jethro and I talk too fast, but, you know, that's where you can tell that it's coming from spirit and not just our heads or our egos. Because the spirit world goes really fast. You can be 1,000 places at once. And when I stop to think all the different things that I'm doing, you know, it defies human logic, but we're not in human logic anymore. We're vibrating at a higher level, so things move fast. So the other thing I wanted to say about getting to Tampa, because we really need as many people as possible, you know, the more people, the more dynamic the whole experience is going to be. And when you think about it, don't think about so many Americans right now, and I came outside, and there's some sort of earthly emergency going on. So many people, especially these days, are looking at their life in terms of lack and the poverty mentality. Shift your thinking to abundance, even if you don't have cash in the bank right now. And you see that each of us is rich with gifts that the world needs. So come to your decision about whether to go to Tampa or not with an attitude of gratitude and abundance, not, oh my God, I have to pay my rent, or, you know, what if this, what if that. The universe always provides.
I love that. And that's, you know, we're all going to be going together on this. We're going to do a little bit here of the last of the show. We've got a lot of technical on of it. We want to thank everybody who's came in. And Amy, you know, you'll be speaking. We'll talk tomorrow night. It's Saturday night. I want everybody to tune in at 8 o'clock. We are looking at trying to do a little bit of work. Give your opinion. Would you like it to be on an 8 p.m. or 9 p.m.? We do have a lot of other shows that are on, and we've been having a lot of conflict about if it's better to do a little bit later. I know 8 p.m. is a lot harder on our phones. We seem to have gotten it. The thing that we found out, too, and what we're experiencing is that we do a lot of putting out with our marketing and publicity. We want to go on when you guys can be able to come on. I have noticed in the last month and a half, we're picking up a lot more listeners who do listen in, and instead of the fighting with the phone, just come in and listen to the archive when they can. And I've had a lot of people asking me on emails when other times besides right at 8 p.m., because we do know there is some really phenomenal ones, and we do promote the other shows. Good example, Journey into the Light is on. I have been on the show. Michael has got a very phenomenal show. It's on at the same time, and 90% of all the people who are listening for the psychic work want to hear both shows, so they listen to us later, and that's fine. We welcome that. One thing I feel really gifted, and we were bringing up tonight with the questions of the psychic abilities, is we're going to be bringing in some new varieties, so check in. That's why I asked Amy about her show and our nights, because Keith has just been putting people in Fridays. I mean, every time I turn around, people call me from all over. I can do Friday night, and it's like I knew someone was helping on the other side, and after I asked that, the guy showed me that it was Keith helping Amy. He is busy, but he's still making sure Amy has friends over here. And I like that's really nice as a husband to do, because what it's doing is it's putting us in some really different circles. As these people come in and the different authors are coming in, we get to promote their books. Those of you who are putting in for the baskets know that, you know, Return Again is a very good book on how to find meaning in your past lives and your inner lives. And Return Again is by Georgina Cannon. You know, check up on these things. Make sure you put in, because they're going to be giving them out. Those who know, Lynn Andrews is a phenomenal woman shaman who's been over close to 30 years in this. I remember reading Lynn Andrews' books back when, like I was telling you, one of the books, when me and Abby could do the books together, I got to go in, and one of them was Lynn Andrews. Her going for her medicine basket and her times and her work and her phenomenal gift, you're going to really love and enjoy her book, Coming Full Circle, and it is in each of the baskets. Out of the five baskets, it's in one of each of them. Lynn Andrews has, you know, we've got there putting in, and it'll be, you know, going out to you guys for Christmas. So I guess we're going
to aim. Not to interrupt, but is Ceci on the line? Because Ceci's having a really exciting event this weekend on the phones, and it would be great if we could give her just a minute or two to talk about what she's doing this weekend and the show that she's running this weekend, because she's been such a supporter and she's been such a great benefactor of Psychic Thorn Wild. So I don't know.
Yes, I don't have her on the phone. I have the only other phones that we've got that are up with it are the numbers I've got on there right now. I've got Corrine, and that's how I've got on here, I think. Corrine, you've already spoke.
Yes, we have already spoke this evening. I spoke to Deborah earlier. Good evening,
cool. Good evening, Deborah. So I'm going to have Ceci stuff, and you just let him know that Times is here.
I'll put it in the chat. I'll put it in the chat, and we'll have Ceci put it up on the board. I've been so busy in my earth life that I haven't given it the attention that she so certainly deserves. So we will put that up. It's called the Spiritual Psychic Extravaganza this Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to send the invitation. I'm going to start meditating on that. But I'm also going to shut up. Ceci said she could call in if we have a minute or, if we don't, put the callers in and we'll have Ceci call in and hopefully we will the phone gods will cooperate. I'm going to shut up because there's probably a caller or two still.
We got them tonight. Actually, we're down, and what we've had is that it dropped all calls, and I think our phones just went, and we're a little longer. I know you guys are used to us doing the hour, and I had a lot of you ask that because of it, so we're checking it out. We're trying this. We've been on an hour and a half. We've got like 4 minutes left. We got it with that. We're welcome with Ceci if she wants to let everybody know her way to contact, the number to call. We do welcome with it. We'll have to go on again. I know that we've had a run. Before I forget, Linda Irwin, those of you who know the music, the most beautiful music we've had on in our shows before, has contributed some CDs, and they're with her music. Those will be in the Christmas basket. I was really excited. Just got them in today and was real happy in the mail. It's like, whoa, they came all the way from Idaho, and I can't wait to, when we start to giving out those names. I'm excited about this. I've had so much going, and it looks like what we've had happening is, as we do this, I want you guys to encourage you guys to please, it's like we talk about with our staff and helping, but please, I encourage you to do not only buy the book with me or look at the readings, but also with these guests and people so we can continue on with Psychics Gone Wild. That's how we mentor our month, as we put all those together. And the ones who buy Kelly's coffee and the ones who do the work continue to keep our shows going. So we do help. We always want to do that. I really thank all of you guys. And we've got Ceci on right now. I do want to, get with her. So Ceci, we've got a few minutes here. Do you want to go ahead and give them your information on your special this weekend?
This weekend we are basically having what we call the Psychic Extravaganza, and we're supporting everybody that's on Blog Talk for people to get the word out where you are and what you're doing. So we're going to have Amy on tomorrow, and One Eagle and Cheyenne and Ronald Bates and all these other shows. We're getting together and supporting each other collectively to come together to get the word about what we do and our work in the community on Blog Talk. And we're going to share our experience for them to come and build an audience as well as a larger following for people that never been exposed to you that will get exposed to you for the first time.
Very good. That's going to be really good. And we always promote that. And what we really want to do is, all of you who listen to us and know, I'm a newbie here because I've only been on, a little over a year through Blog Talk on Blog Talk. Please, let everyone else know. We have a lot of people that are staying in followers. We always compliment. We do welcome this because this is what does our livelihood. Last month, those of you remember, we were still looking for a place for Psychics Gone Wild due to the technical difficulties. And, bottom line for me, this is what I do for a living. So, please let us know, you guys who have any ideas, and please send in the people. We welcome this. I will be, there as spirit. I'll be listening, and obviously, I do watch and listen to Ceci's show, and it's really a lot of fun. I got to be a guest there. It was really complimentary. She's it's just a hoot. It's fun. Everybody knows I like to snack and pig out. Ceci likes to tell you the way food really is, and it's like, So be prepared, you guys, to get healthy, have fun, listen to psychics, and I welcome all of you guys who are, continually promoting out there. I had a person ask me, I've joined Blogger. We're joining any other of the other societies to get our networking out there, to let people know that we are. Remember to get a hold of Kelly, if you want to try the Organo coffee. It's a really good Ganderma mushroom. At 719-289-4907. This month we're running a special. If you want to try a psychic and a coffee, this month the psychic's Ryan. Ryan's giving a half an hour reading with a box of coffee delivered to your door. You can have both delivered to your house for $30.50 if you call 719-289-4907 and set that up. We've had a lot of fun, and those of you who continue to listen in, please continue to do. We'll be on tomorrow, live and wild once again. And Amy, I want to thank you. Do you want to tell me anything before we roll out of this door?
I just want to say I think the most wonderful thing is that even though there are so many people who have taken the leap of faith and are doing this as their source of income, that we trust the universe enough that, you know, we do have other practice, you know, and instead of her spending 2 days talking about herself and promoting her own business, she is practicing the idea of abundance and gratitude by reaching out to other people with other talents just to spread the word, because, like I said, we need all hands on deck. There, you know, we need every single light worker, psychic, channeler, super chef, dragon, mermaid, every poet. We need every.
There we go.